At the end of Parshas Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Chizik to Am Yisrael. He's going to be taken by Yehoshua to fight the wars in Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, Lo sti lo ti ra'um, do not be afraid of the enemies you're going to face. Ki Hashem lokeichem hu anilcham lechem. Because at the end of the day, Hashem is the one who fights for you. And in the very next pasuk, beginning the next week's parsha, Parshas Vaschanan, and the words Vaschanan Hashem, ba'is hilim word. At that point, Moshe says, I daven to Hashem to ask Him to let me into Eretz Yisrael. And the Baal Turim says, what is the connection between these two stories? Moshe telling Am Yisrael not to be afraid, Hashem is with you. And also, then going to Hashem and asking Him to get into Eretz Yisrael. And he says, beautiful, you know, very few words. He writes, Hiri sev eschanan le'el ksev lo siru nitarum. But before he told them not to be afraid, Chazakti es Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself, I just gave chizik to Am Yisrael. I gave them a little bit of comfort. I helped them to feel a little better. They shouldn't be nervous to go and to fight, to take over Eretz Yisrael. Ula yirachem alai. So maybe since I did this thing, I gave chizik to Am Yisrael, maybe Hashem now is going to listen to me and let me come into Eretz Yisrael. Listen to my tefillah. So I heard once Rav Melech Biederman said, he said, it's amazing, right? He says, Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest Jew that ever lived. He's the greatest Navi. He spoke to Hashem face to face. This person had more merits, more zechuyos than any person to come to Hashem in tefillah. And he says, what's the reason Hashem will listen to me? Because I gave chizik to another Jew. I said something nice. I made him feel a little less nervous. I made him feel a little more comfortable. I made a Jewish person or a group of Jewish people, all of Am Yisrael, feel a little better. And that should be my zechus when I come to daven. Amazing thing, the power of saying a positive thing, making another person who's nervous, another person who's having a bad day, feel a little better. We know there's a halacha on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av day, that you're not allowed on Tisha B'Av night and day. That's an iser, a prohibition of she'ila shalom. You're not allowed to say to somebody, hi, how are you? It's a very strange halacha, a very difficult one even to fulfill. And the question many of the Mepharshim ask is, why? Why should we not have Shel HaShalom? Why can't I say Shalom Aleichem on Tisha B'Av? It should be the day we need it the most. So there are halachic answers that an Avel is not feeling B'Shalom. An Avel doesn't feel, you know, comfortable, doesn't feel like they have peace, and therefore you can't offer them in a Beis Avel. You don't say Shalom Aleichem to someone for the same reason. And since we're all Avelim on Tisha B'Av, so no one can give Shalom to each other. But I once heard of Mordechai Druk said the following. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Shalom Esrei'ehu Yidaber Ubikir Bo Yasim Arbo. One of the things that Am Yisrael was doing at the time of the Churban is they would say Shalom Aleichem, but internally they didn't really mean it. They were fakers to each other. People would say nice things, but they really, inside, they didn't feel good things about other people. We weren't sincere. And Druk argues that perhaps the reason why we don't say Shalom Aleichem on Tisha B'Av is because Tisha B'Av is a restart. Sometimes, right, your phone's not working, your computer's not working, the first thing they tell you is, did you restart your phone? Did you restart your computer? Sometimes we just need a reboot. And perhaps he says, the reason on Tisha B'Av, we don't give Shalom Aleichem, we don't greet each other, it's a way of restarting ourselves, a way of refocusing our relationships, reminding ourselves that the day after Tisha B'Av, that we can go back to the most basic thing that we do in a relationship, we say hello. How do we greet another person? How do we smile when we see somebody? Someone we know, someone we don't know, maybe the people that we love the most, people we're closest to the most, that we show them that care, that interest, that friendly smile. And therefore he says, maybe we don't say Shalom Aleichem on Tisha B'Av, not because we don't want to have a Shalom Aleichem on Tisha B'Av, because of the Shalom Aleichem we'll be able to give the day after Tisha B'Av. But just like Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the greatest zechus he could have, coming to Hashem to ask, to daven for something, was to know that he was had given chizuk to Am Yisrael, that he was kind to another Jew. So too, as we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu this year, asking him to bring us the geula, to end the suffering of Am Yisrael, the greatest thing we can do is to make sure we bring our Shalom Aleichem to other Jews as well.